The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11:10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us. One more time today. It's great to hear from you. Oftentimes people stop on the store and say how much they really enjoy the show. We hope you are listening today and having a wonderful, healthy day. And here we go. From now on, it's Alive and Well for the next hour. Hang on.
Yes, we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren. At Alive and Well, you have wonderful formulas, you have wonderful combinations, proteins, nutrients, etc., that are so terrific and great prices, organically based, the whole thing, and also the broth cafe at Alive and Well, which is a great respite for so many and a great joy for so many in all occasions and in all circumstances, because the organic nature, the wonderful interaction we have with the local Maui organic farmers, the beautiful produce brought in every day, concentrated vegetables, you name it, all of the different things. And we do not impose in this sense, we do not impose your choice. If you choose to be vegan, vegetarian, if you choose to be non-vegetarian, in all the different areas, whether it's a wild whether it's wild fish, organic beef, organic chicken, vegan, all the vegan choices, etc., they're organic across the boards and wonderfully flavored, and all of those choices are there at the broth cafe at Alive and Well, with a beautiful setting, marble table, air conditioning, chairs. And can you tell us a bit about the vortex power?
Vortex power, vortex water, just
tell
water
us about
is the
it.
Source of life, of course. Well, as I said so many times, put your mind in the middle of a spring, a rushing spring brook, a stream that falls eventually off the cliff into mist and crashing against rocks and whatever, whatever. That's active volatile water. The hydrogen, oxygen molecules are really dancing off. That's what you get when you use the vortex water at Alive and Well. The vortex is the spinning motion of the water as it comes out of the faucet into your bottle, whatever the shape of. Some people bring a 5-gallon container, some people a 1/2-gallon container or a quart. But whatever it is, the water is volatile and alive. And that's part of being alive and well.
That's right.
So use the vortex water. Your cells will thank you for it.
And okay? Only the only foods, everything that is made there, all the soups, all the broths, the water that is served there, everything is made with the vortex power water, which is proven with all kinds of awards way back. And that is energizing, strengthening the immune system. Vortex water gives structure and to all of the detoxification, cell availability, saves energy, all the different things, free of any toxins. And that's there at the wonderful broth cafe at Alive and Well.
And with the broth, if you can't make it in, you want to grab a quick lunch, but your schedule is so tight, use the app. Use your app, the broth at Alive and Well. The broth at Alive and Well gives you the entire menu. You can make your selection right there on your phone and make the choices you want. and tell them what time you want to pick it up. And the minute you walk in the door, it's there ready for you.
It's there
okay?
ready for you.
You can eat it there at the beautiful bar at the in Alive and Well, or you can take it with you to your next meeting or grab a bite while you're in the car before you go. Whatever it is, the broth is there for your convenience.
That's right.
One way or the other. Good super nutrition
at
Alive and Well.
And we get all the time also the testimonials, not only about the great food, but the amazing smoothies with all the wonderful fruits and vegetables and protein powders organically produced. And it's just incredible.
And those special bottled juices in the refrigerator.
Yes. Organic juices, high concentration, made continuously for your availability, and the local organic farmers with the beautiful coconut milk, et cetera, it's all there at Lodge.
And the juices, I'm going to just take a moment with that. The juices are made, we have an incredible juicing machine, which is a monster in the back room, which gets every last oomph nutrient particle out of every vegetable or fruit that's put into it. It is super concentrated.
Right.
And very efficient. And once you taste it, you will love the flavor, and you know you're getting it's like getting a green drink. It's like drinking a salad.
An elixir of life.
That's
an elixir of life. And I was just thinking, as soon as you said monster, boy, you never get... My French that I studied when I was in high school, it's never gotten out of my system. Monstre, monstre, monstre. It's a monster, but that sounds negative, but it really has to do with a monster of health and delicious taste, et cetera.
Beautiful.
So it is. And, you know, I think it's so important. We'll just do this little read here, and I'll let you read it, then, but I'll give the intro into that. We again, Dennis and I are not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on medication or take them off doctor's area, but we are reporters about what great nutrition can do, and when we quote, it's top medical doctors holistically, with holistic degrees also, who are reporting about what clinical trials have shown, all right? And, when we look at certain places, I'm fascinated by the fact that there are a lot of nutrients, but certain ones that are focused on in Europe by the doctors across Europe for I don't know how many decades. I'm going to let you read this in a sec. And that is one of the main nutrients that has been so well known in Europe for many decades. And the doctors there focus on this acetyl form of L-carnitine, for the brain and the heart. And here's more reports about how acetyl L-carnitine, this is reported by Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, certified neurosurgeon, board certified, well-recognized, nationally famous doctor, reporting about how this acetyl L-carnitine heals injured nerves in addition to brain health and heart health, and also how the liver works. Could you read that?
And you may be familiar with L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid, very important for muscle function and enzyme production throughout your body. But the acetyl L-carnitine is remarkable. It goes many steps forward beyond which the L-carnitine itself does. And the brain does not receive L-carnitine, but the brain is hungry for the acetyl form of L-carnitine, which creates new mitochondria in the brain.
Right.
Okay, and new mitochondria in your heart and your liver and your lungs and your kidneys, etc. So getting back to the article by Dr. Blaylock. Nerve pain, he says, is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl L-carnitine stimulates the healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain.
That's terrific.
Isn't
another
that incredible?
another whole benefit. And he gives back the medical tests that have shown that.
And what a wonderful adjunct to take along with the pain power.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. The regeneration of the nerve tissue in addition to the brain health and heart health and
the doctor
liver health.
Goes on to say, one way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and nerve healing.
Wow.
Acetyl L-carnitine, he says, also activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Wonderful.
Well, I never knew that. That is phenomenal.
That's wonderful. Interestingly, says the doctor. When stimulated, the same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. My God.
I didn't know that either.
Incredible. Other studies, he says, have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which I mentioned just briefly in passing.
Yes, yes.
Which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of brain injury or dementia.
That's right.
Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and one study found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage.
Wow.
Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Diabetic nerve damage. Talk about a power player.
Diabetic nerve damage contributes to the dementia that so often follows and the precursors to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's that diabetics have a tendency to have.
Yes.
All right? Higher incidence of inflammation in the brain destroys those connective tissues in the brain and the whole nerve, the whole cellular function. Inflammation is an inferno.
And that's the two leading players. And now here we learned even more that we knew about the acetyl-L-carnitine. But the two leading players that have been given across the boards in Europe have been the R form of alpha-lipoic acid and the acetyl-L-carnitine. The R form, and this is actually a translation, is prevents and reverses, say the doctors in Europe, diabetic retinopathy, the destruction of the nerves in the eyes that cause blindness, and neuropathy, nerve damage. And our alpha lipoic acid, as they have well established, plays a major role in stabilizing blood sugar.
Absolutely.
But here is another whole encompassing statement about and understanding about the nerve pain and nerve damage, because nerve damage is the leading cause of blindness, even in diabetics and in other people.
And that's what sugar destroys, is the nerves. The constant inflammatory response of sugar destroys, burns up, incinerates the nerves of the eyes and the brain, and throughout your whole body, the whole central nervous system.
That's right. Okay. And Dr. McCullough, another leading physician who reports about medical studies, makes a point about the liver, and he makes a strong point that liver conditions are influenced by imbalanced gut. That's the gut, the digestive tract, microbiota, fancy word, including acute liver injury, viral hepatitis, cirrhosis, autoimmune liver disease, alcoholic liver disease, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So he talks about the liver conditions that are influenced by the gut microbiota, how important it is to keep the gut healthy. And he says, quote, the experts have said, if we can boost, and he's quoting them, liver patients' own immunity to reduce infections by modifying the microbiome in the gut, we can reduce the need for prescriptions of antibiotics and other serious drugs, explained the experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's extremely important to understand, because we have stressed for so long about the thing of the super digestizyme, if you don't have the good digestion, undigested food feeds pathogens that proliferate in the gut. That putrefactive bacteria, but all kinds of bad things, and destroy the good microbiome, right?
You're absolutely right, yes. But the terrible conflict is, the terrible dilemma is that people don't realize, generally speaking, people don't realize as we get older, we don't make the digestive enzymes we did when we were kids, when we were 18, when we were 7, when we were 25. All those, the digestive efficiency starts to diminish early on. By the time you're 27, 28 years of age, your enzyme production, hydrochloric acid production, starts to diminish. And by the time you're reaching 50, holistic physicians say you've lost 70% of your ability to properly, efficiently digest your food and assimilate the nutrients that are contained in the food. See, the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid follow your food throughout your intestine, not just in your stomach, but as they're going through the 27 feet of small intestine, everything is broken down to a cellular level, something you can't even see. but the guts absorb the nutrients and put them in the bloodstream. But if the food isn't broken down sufficiently, the guts can't absorb the nutrients. The nutrients aren't presented in the proper fashion. So what holistic physicians recommend is to take a digestive enzyme during your meal. And it's so simple to do because you swallow it with a bite of food, which is the simplest thing in the world to do. And that brings back the proper acid level of your stomach. Now, people say, oh, I have too much acid. You know, I don't want more acid. Well, folks, digestion is dependent upon hydrochloric acid and enzymes. The problem is when we get older, the little shut-off valve at the bottom of the esophagus, the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus, is very dependent on high acid in the stomach. When the acid is high, the sphincter muscle squeezes tight on the esophagus so the acid can't come up into your esophagus. So the phrase too much acid is really a misnomer.
That's right.
It's too much acid in, it's too much acid in your stomach, in your esophagus, but not enough concentration of acid in your stomach. So holistic physicians say instead of taking an antacid drug which stops digestion,
that's right,
and creates putrefaction in your guts,
mm-hmm,
and leaky gut syndrome and constipation and all kinds of other foul-smelling debris in your stool.
And also ulcerations and the breakdown of tissue in the whole alimentary canal.
That's
very
right.
Important point.
All of that.
Right.
So that's what antacid drugs do. They relieve the pain, yes, but they create more problems, as so many drugs do.
That's right.
So the idea that holistic physicians say is this: restore your digestive efficiency to what it was when you were 7 years old, or 12, or 15, or 18, or 22, by taking a digestive enzyme,
right,
with each meal.
Right, and the important thing is that's why we had the specialist put together Super Digestizyme, because it had all the goodies that were necessary, not just one.
That's
not
right.
Just two, but all the proper upper and lower GI tract of all the digestion that's happening. And that's why we have, you just said, Den, that we need all of these great things, the proper hydrochloric acid, the proper enzyme balance, and all of those different things in order to digest the food to be like kids. And that's why we have so many older people, but also people of all ages, but older people coming in and almost dancing like kids across the floor when they come in because they can't believe the difference in their health.
Oh, yeah.
When they took the Super Digestizyme.
Well, it has so many ramifications.
Exactly.
I mean,
if
you've lost 70% of your digestive efficiency by the time you're 50, if you're beyond 50, that's, what, 70% plus 10% plus another 10 years is what kind of percentage of your lost efficiency? But you're not getting the nutrients, which
That's
is
right.
most important,
yes,
which causes more rapid degeneration and right. aging symptoms of every sort.
Right. So that Super Digestizyme is really incredible. And, you know, one more important thing about the liver that was that we learned from the European doctors and et cetera and so forth. And you were saying, Den, about the acetyl form of L-carnitine passing the blood-brain barrier and helping the brain, helping the heart, but it also helps the liver to break down triglycerides,
mm-hmm,
toxic types of fats, toxic types of compounds. It improves the liver function too, in that way. And of course, you can also couple that with the right type of milk thistle combination, the NAC.
NAC
yes,
is a biggie.
Yes, a very big one.
Okay.
Yes. So that's really, really, really important. And I know
But now let me go back to what you were saying about the liver and the fats. Sugar creates the need for insulin. So the pancreas produces insulin to deliver the sugar to the cells to burn up for energy. What the cells reject, the liver, the pancreatic enzymes, and the insulin, then the insulin has to turn that sugar into fat. And the fat is a very highly inflammatory form of fat. And it really affects the liver dramatically, raising liver enzymes and giving a very negative liver situation. But by using the nutrients that Mona mentioned, the NAC, the
acetyl L-carnitine,
and the milk thistle, this rebuilds the liver.
Right.
The liver is a very important organ, and it will restore itself if it's given the opportunity. Well, the nutrients create that opportunity. They give the liver the right raw materials the liver needs to create healthy liver enzymes and liver function.
Right.
But sugar, again, diabetes and sugar are major, major negatives in your anatomy.
And you know who's saying, echoing just exactly what you say? Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, is a Yale graduate, and he's head of the world-renowned Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. He is a big-time cardiologist, and here is what he is saying. And this is really important because the misinformation is being passed to everyone everywhere. And here he writes, quote, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, writes, a high-fat, low-carb, ketogenic, otherwise known as keto, diets are gaining praise as an effective tool for battling obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. I'm quoting the doctor. Says the doctor, keto diets have been shown to significantly improve insulin resistance, a hallmark of diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, said Johnny Bowden, MD, a nutritionist and expert on diet and weight loss, quote, they also improve many markers that are considered risks for heart disease. They improve them, such as triglycerides, which drop like a rock on a keto diet. So many people have been told you have to take statin drugs. We hear this all the time. Because the triglycerides are elevated.
Yeah.
Triglycerides. They drop like a rock on a keto diet.
Right.
High good fat, low carb.
Absolutely. Now, you just mentioned the key phrase, good fat.
Good fat.
Now, good fat is from your dietary. Okay, it's the coconut oil, the organic, the butter, the grass-fed butter.
That's just
butter,
what he says.
Okay?
Just what
and
he says.
And the
olive oil, and the dairy fat, he says, and egg yolks.
And egg yolks.
Yolks, not
okay.
just the white. All of those things.
All of those are good dietary fats.
That's right.
What isn't good is the sugar conversion into fat.
That's right.
Form of fat gives you a toxic liver.
That
form of fat is very high in coagulation and plaque buildup in your arteries and capillaries.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
So the sugar creates the bad fat. The nutrients from good fats like coconut oil and olive oil and avocados and grass-fed butter, all those things are very healthy fats that the body uses for energy instead of trying to use the sugars in the converted sugar fats.
Amazing.
It's just amazing.
Amazing. And dropping those triglycerides and kicking them out and getting the liver to work better and everything else.
And that, again, is where the super digestizyme comes in.
Exactly.
Because the digestizyme maintains those high levels of hydrochloric acid and a whole slew of enzymes, all of which digest your food the way it did when you were a kid. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know how often we hear the testimonials again of the incredible work of Pain Power, the combination of the most active form of curcumin, the turmeric extract, mm-hmm. and frankincense, the Boswellia serrata, the ancient wonderful herb, and the systemic enzymes and that eat up inflammation, no allergens whatsoever and no chemicals. Well, here, that the star player has now just shown that the star player is another star player. And I didn't know this.
But are you playing the star player?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you the star of this whole scenario?
Well, I wish I had known more about this when I was young. Anyway, here it says, and here's the specialist reporting here, okay, that turmeric, curcuma, that is, and frankincense, Boswellia serrata, have demonstrated abilities to control hormones that both sense pain and contract the uterus. Thereby, turmeric and frankincense help to alleviate menstrual cramps.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
But turmeric is effective.
Yes.
But
that's why he goes on to say it has to be, the specialists say that it has to be the active ingredient along with the bioperine extract.
Okay, what is the active ingredient? Curcuma.
Curcumin.
Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. turmeric contains a little bit of curcumin in each turmeric root, okay?
Right.
But the curcumin concentration, pull out a lot of curcumin and concentrate the curcumin, then you have pain power.
That's right.
It's 2,000% more effective
yes,
than turmeric.
That's proven to be. And, you know, I just wanted, they quote that the medical trial was reported in the Journal of Clinical Medicine.
Uh-huh.
And the trial was effects of turmeric boswellia in menstrual cramp pain associated with primary dysmenorrhea, a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study. So this is a big medical study. This is not Mona. Okay?
And the buzz, frankincense is the boswellia. What does pain power contain?
High potency boswellia.
Absolutely.
And the active form of the curcumin.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you know they quote that these both have demonstrated significant pharmacological efficacy, in other words,
efficiency
in treating chronic inflammatory disorders.
Of all ways,
of
shapes,
all
and forms.
Ways, all ways.
So the article is talking primarily about the menstrual cycle.
Yes,
is they're talking,
but this was a big time randomized study that had a tremendous effect. Okay, the effect of these extracts on uterine contractions were investigated, and here were the results of the study indicated that these two herbal extracts inhibit uterine contractions. So they can be used as agents for the prevention of preterm labor. In other words, the loss of a baby.
Absolutely.
And that's
Absolutely.
Very important. Experts reported that curcumin modulates neurotransmitters and improves the physical symptoms of menstruation cycle by inhibiting the COX-2 enzymes, which create inflammation.
COX-2 is a major inflammatory component.
Can you talk more about pain power, about that? And natokinase is in there, high potency.
And serratiopeptidase.
Which cleans out the arteries beautifully and everything else and breaks down inflammatory compounds.
And the boswellia and the curcumin. And it's wonderful for your menstrual complications. It's wonderful for sore thumbs and wrists and fingers. It's wonderful for knees and hips and muscle pain. But it's also fantastic for what? Your brain.
That's right.
It helps reduce inflammation of the brain. And by so doing, it reduces the accumulation of, you've heard recently that plaque is a major concern for the development of Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, it reduces the inflammation of your brain and your heart. Reducing the inflammation of the brain reduces the formation of the plaque in your brain,
as it
does the plaque in your arteries. So it's a phenomenal, multifunctional, multipurpose, almost, I hate to use the word miraculous, but it is a miraculous exhibit of what holistic physicians have found in natural substances.
Right. And now I'm going to have to make a comment here.
Uh-oh.
This is the comment I'm making.
Is this an editorial comment?
Yes, it is.
This is from your own volition?
No, I'm going to report. And here is the fact that you have experienced all these miracles from pain power. You have the inflammation gone. There's no more inflammation that you can claim about your feet. You can't claim inflammation about your feet.
I never did.
You always claim that there's some reason why you don't dance. And now I want you to hear this. You have got to hear this. Everybody has to listen.
I'm not taking enough pain power. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know how anybody else has grown up, but I do know that when I was growing up, a zillion years ago and all of that, the greatest respect we had for the greatest genius, anything that ever was, Albert Einstein. That was the thing we could practically bow down whenever he and all of his accomplishments were mentioned at school. Albert Einstein. Well, here, this is reported in the Brain Health Guide. Okay? All right. Recently,
was he a dancer? Was Albert Einstein a dancer?
I'm going to report. Now you keep the mouth shut and listen. Gary, turn off the mic.
I don't think. I think Albert Einstein had a sense of rhythm that I have.
Okay. Now you just quiet down and listen. and here I'm quoting, recently a major study from Albert Einstein College of Medicine reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, huge medical thing.
Huge medical.
That dance is a powerful way to improve brain health. Did you hear that? Research focused on the effect of dancing on the brain. It measured factors such as memory, a sense of well-being, serotonin, the feel-good hormone, and stress levels. The study showed that while exercise is good for your overall health, only one exercise, the study included all other exercises like swimming, biking, cognitive exercise, crossword puzzles, only one exercise had the biggest impact when it came to improving overall cognitive, that's mental acuity, skills. That exercise, you guessed it, is frequent dancing. And here's what the scientists say, and this is all in big letters. Your brain should tango. Scientists found...
I have a tangled
shut
brain.
Shut up. Sorry, friends. Scientists found that dancing combines many beneficial facets as we age, including recreational benefits, creative thinking. Dancing holds clues to health benefits such as stress reduction, increased feel-good hormone serotonin level, and a love of life. It turns out dancing incorporates several simultaneous brain functions like rational thinking, keeping step with your partner. Oh, you can't do that, guys. Sorry. Musical sense and an emotional well-being. How does dancing actually improve brain health? Dr. Joseph Coyle, a Harvard Medical School psychiatrist. Doctor who commented on the new study said the cerebral cortex and the hippocampus of our brains are very elastic, which means they rewire themselves after each use. Dancing helps rewire the brain. Have we heard? Gary is a witness. Now there's no more excuse, and our friends will get up and come in and talk to at Live and Well and talk to you and testify. Dancing, okay? And the brain.
I won't dance. Don't ask me.
Gary, shut off the mic. Done.
Don't ask me.
I'm asking you. And our friends are going to ask you. And you're going to have to dance at Alive and Well. That's going to be part of the protocol.
Well, the problem is the song goes on. When I hold you in my arms, I'm thinking of everything in the world except dancing.
No, your feet have to think of that. And now we have a study I want you to read.
All right, here we go. Oh, I love this. Folks, excuse me for a second. I'm overwhelmed every day of my life when I research and read about nutrients, what nutrients do for you and for me and for everybody, and how the body responds to nutrients and how it fights and does its best to get rid of all the pollutants and the junk and the trash that we breathe and that's put in our food. This is a new study. Let me read this to you. A new study finds that supplementation with vitamin D3 in an Italian cohort of hospitalized COVID-19 patients that were deficient in vitamin D resulted in a reduced length of hospital stay compared to those who were not supplemented. Now, this corroborates just this opening paragraph. Tells you exactly what holistic physicians said during this pandemic that we've all been suffering through, okay? And that is that you have an innate immune system. You were given that by your creator. When you were created with an innate capability of building health. Unfortunately, so many of the drugs that were given, including the wonderful miracles of vaccines, compromises that ability, as is being exhibited in hundreds of different publications now by physicians around the world. But one in particular, a Dr. Siegel was on television being interviewed at the depths of the pandemic in March of 2020, when everybody was dying by the thousands and people being put on respirators, air pumps, to get air into the lungs, which only killed thousands of people by pushing the infection deeper and deeper into the lungs. But the doctor said this. He was being interviewed on television by a very anxiety-ridden interviewer. And the doctor said, finally, look, you were given an innate immune capability when you were born, when you were created. You were given this. Amplify what you have. And the interviewer said, well, how do I do that? There's no medicine. And the doctor says, you don't need a medicine. You need to amplify, strengthen what you're given. How do I do that? You take quercetin and vitamin D3 and zinc and vitamin C, and you have an immune system that kills viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the other different pathogens. It builds your own innate capabilities to defend yourself. Well, this article goes on to that, in that vein. Let me read some more of it to you. Studied supplementation with vitamin D3 was what one Dr. Siegel recommended, as well as the vitamin C and the zinc and the quercetin. In addition, the percentage of higher deaths were found to be significantly in those who did not receive the vitamin D supplement.
Critically important point.
Very important.
Critically important point.
This followed the finding that 87% of the Italian cohort studied were deficient in vitamin D3, which was found to be associated with an increased severity of respiratory distress in all forms.
Now, so critical.
Let me just stop right here again. The holistic physicians, there's a vitamin D3 research council, has said that not only were the Italian population deficient, 87%, but the American physician said, similarly, the American society, the American population, 80% of the population, 88.0%,
that's right.
Is deficient in vitamin D3.
Right. And yes.
And yet you were warned by the government to stay out of the sun because, oh my goodness, the sun is so hot and it's overheating the earth. And so they're spraying the atmosphere with aluminum particles, which we inhale and give us all kinds of other complications. The clear association between poor status and worsened outcomes in COVID patients was recently highlighted by Professor Philip Calder from University of Southampton.
That's so important, all of these points, so
and
important.
Let me finish the article.
Yes, go right ahead.
The nutrients that Dr. Calder reports builds on this critical question, as well as the ever-growing body of evidence on the efficacies of the nutritional supplementation for COVID-19 published over the recent months. Okay?
Right. Yes.
The Italian researchers explained low levels of vitamin D3 are associated with increased levels of serum markers of inflammation, which in turn had negative predictive role regarding the course of this infectious disease.
Modulates the immune system,
and
that D3.
All diseases.
And don't forget that incredibly important point by the children's doctors, you know, throughout the world, doing a huge study with pregnant women and nursing mothers, found how critically important vitamin D3 was, the mother's consumption during pregnancy and nursing, to prevent the loss of the baby, all kind the improves the brain function, improves the buildup, preventing infections of all types in the child, a healthier pregnancy,
central nervous system,
and the loss
of the child,
Absolutely. And the mother, everything else. And they said, we can't put a gun to the head. They said, but we do as strongest recommendation we can that throughout the pregnancy, the mothers take at least the 5 or 10,000 units of vitamin D3, and then throughout the nursing period, and then afterwards, give that baby 1,000 units of vitamin D3 because it's critically important in every conceivable
and
manner.
What does the regular drug companies say about vitamin D3? Look out, don't get too much vitamin.
Ridiculous. Okay. Ridiculous.
But let me go on with the article. The doctor's finding of the low levels of vitamin D3 in patients with severe COVID-19 could at least be considered as a prognostic marker, thus also confirming the immunoprotective role of vitamin D3.
Absolutely.
And its preventive role in COVID-19 infection when administered as a supplement the researchers stressed. Let me turn the page. There's more here.
Okay.
Hang on one second.
Because we have other doctors' reports we have to tell you, too, that are really critically important.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A largely... let me find the studies. These doctors found studies investigating the association between vitamin D3 status and the COVID-19 occurrence have increased exponentially, with deficiencies being linked to an increased risk of infection.
Any kind of infection. Remember that too. Any kind of
That's
infection.
Right. Because it builds natural killer cells.
That's right.
Which kill what?
Yes.
Viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, cancer, all kinds of infections.
Okay.
Let me go on with the article. D3 plays a critical immunomodulant role, with macrophages and monocytes noted to have the vitamin D3 receptor for its conversion. Previous research has reported the huge benefits of vitamin D3 supplementation with regards to reducing the risk of developing complications. Thus, the present study sought to continue the work investigating the role of vitamin D status and supplementation in the prognosis and mortality in hospitalized COVID-19 patients. It's incredible what nutrients can do. They build health.
Here is another doctor's report, Dr. Susan Chang, MD, reporting about vitamin K2, the curcumin and active ingredient in turmeric, the super pure omega-3 fatty acids. She goes on and she's reporting, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, vitamin K2 activates proteins that bind to calcium, just as we've said. Oh, she didn't quote that. That's me saying that. Moving it out of the soft tissues, including the arteries. This keeps blood vessels flexible and open for better circulation. Studies have shown that vitamin K2 is linked not only with reductions in arterial artery calcification, but also with a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease. I don't know how many times we quoted and told this. Here it is coming out again. And here she's talking about, too, quoting from the medical journals. Journal of the American Medical Association. Super pure omega-3 fatty acids are some of the most important supplements for circulation and have been shown to encourage the release of nitric oxide, which relaxes blood vessels, allowing more blood to flow through them.
It actually helps dilate those blood vessels.
Exactly. Super pure omega-3 fatty acids have anti-inflammatory process, which encourages proper dilation, just like you said, and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Prevents sticky blood, say the doctors, and reduces the risk of blood clots, just as Julian Whitaker said. That the super pure omega-3 fatty acids are a lube job.
They're perfect lube job
for the
brain, the eyes,
and
the heart, and every capillary artery in your body.
Yes, that's actually right. Okay. And she was talking about the importance of the enhanced bioavailability of the turmeric curcumin extract, okay?
Right.
And with the bioparagon, recognized as one of nature's most powerful anti-inflammatories, it reduces platelet aggregation. That's her subject, and promotes nitric oxide release, making it great for blood flow, okay?
This is pain power we're talking about. Right.
Absorption of turmeric on its own is notoriously pure, so the bioparin extract is extremely important, enhanced bioavailability. Mm-hmm. Just like you have said, and all of the medical research has gone along with that, Den.
And it goes, there's a conclusion to this doctor's article on vitamin D3.
Go right ahead.
And it's just the report, vitamin D3 report, concludes that the medical study provides significant evidence that proves that adequate vitamin D3 blood levels, and supplementation would be the best prognosis for COVID-19 patients. Now, let me just add this.
Go right ahead.
Have you noticed that recently now they're saying that you must have a booster shot of a drug every several months, up to 5 times a year? You've got to get a booster shot because that's what the drug companies say you've got to do?
Yes.
Are they selling drugs?
No, that's terrible. And you know, when Dr. Mercola is reporting, well, he says he's right reporting, and he in his article with all kinds of medical background, which he quotes that fact-checked analysis, 13 most common nutrient deficiencies. One of the ones, just to go along with what you're saying, when he talks about vitamin D3 deficiency, he says when you use a topical sunscreen, you don't get it too, also.
That's okay. Right.
And signs
the sunscreen,
indicating.
The sunscreen here, filters out the vitamin D.
And here's, he says, signs indicating you have a vitamin D3 deficiency include obesity, achy bones, feeling blue, head sweating, and poor immune function. It is now known that vitamin D3 is necessary not only for healthy bones, but for health throughout the body. As a powerful epigenetic regulator, vitamin D3 influences the activity of more than 2,500 genes.
What?
I didn't know that.
Say that again.
As a powerful
epigenetic
regulator, vitamin D3 influences the activity of more than 2,500 genes.
My
we're not talking
God.
Blue genes. We're talking no. G-E-N-E-S. And vitamin D3 receptors are present all over your body, including in your intestine, pancreas, prostate, and immune system cells. Vitamin D3, says Dr. Mercola, from quoting the medical trials, and he quotes the trials, 1, 2, 3. Vitamin D3 has also been found to play a major role in preventing and treating numerous diseases, including cancer, diabetes, we knew that a long time ago.
Well, oncologists.
Acute respiratory tract infections, chronic inflammatory diseases, and autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Go ahead, Dennis.
It's been known for years and years and years that holistic physicians who were banned from using nutrients in the United States, they couldn't, so they had to go to across the border to Mexico or some other country. But they were giving 40 to 50,000 units of vitamin D3 a day to help control and knock out cancers of various ways, shapes, and forms. Vitamin D3, again, with all nutrients. Nutrients build cellular health. Cellular health means what? You're healthy. Just that simple.
Just that health.
And drugs reduce symptoms. Yes, thank God they reduce symptoms. But they don't create new life. Just that simple.
What did Hippocrates have to say, the father of modern medicine? And how many years ago did he establish?
I wasn't there, honey. I don't remember.
Oh, dear. A little bit before you, sweetie?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit before
I
you.
I missed
but
that lecture.
Considered Hippocrates, and he wasn't a hypocrite. It's not with a Y. It's an I. Hippocrates, who was pronounced and taught father of modern medicine, he said, let food be your medicine. And these are the food extracts, not drugs.
Exactly. These are the nutrients you find in whole food, not chemicalized food, okay? Food grown in good soil, real fertilized soil, not nitrogen-boosted soil. Food grown without the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all the different sides in the world, which poison different forms of yeast and fungus and mold, but they also end up in your tummy. Your tummy is not designed to cope with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, but that's what you get in your food.
That's exactly right. And you know, here's another doctor reporting about the importance of quercetin and metabolic disorders can counter, okay? Metabolic, now quercetin, it's interesting to me that, you know how isolation doesn't work? Isolation doesn't work with people being isolated, but isolation of just certain things, there's a wisdom, whatever your faith, that in plants, vitamin C exists with quercetin.
That's right. Vitamin C is a complex. And along with the complex is quercetin. Quercetin, is a major anti-inflammatory, as Dr. Siegel said on television. I don't know what negative effects Dr. Siegel had in his practice or in his profession after extolling the virtues of holistic natural therapies. But he's a regular physician. But as you may know, most regular physicians, holistic physicians, have been deemed enemies of the state during this whole COVID debacle. And anybody who recommends natural therapies is verboten. You've got to use the drugs, says the government. You've got to use the... And the drugs do what? Nothing. You still get the COVID infection. You still pass it on to your loved ones. But the idea that you could do something natural doesn't ever occur. If you say natural is effective, then you are an enemy of the state.
And here's a doctor's report about quercetin.
Okay.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Protection of the gut and liver. Oh, boy. All right. Word for word, folks, verbatim. Research has shown that quercetin affects and protects the liver from abnormal accumulation of fats and can improve fat metabolism. Even in patients being treated for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, quercetin supplementation has been found to improve liver health, reducing signs of liver damage and liver inflammation while improving fat levels. It also improves the gut microbiome. Oh, wonderful.
That's very important.
Yes.
Yes, there
all
we go.
All the beneficial bacteria in the gut. I'll repeat that phrase. It also improves the gut microbiome, which is the mix of bacteria that reside in the intestines. Quercetin helps shift the mix of these microorganisms into a healthier form. Such changes would be expected to reduce the inflammation and the leaky gut syndrome and to have the potential of improving the health of other organs as well, says the doctor.
Well, and quercetin is a natural compound in the coloring matter and pulp of the plants. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C is critically important in the liquid part of the plant, but in the great wisdom, the divine plan, however you choose to call that, the quercetin exists too, and that's where it's really important to take that, okay?
Okay. Here's a quickie.
Quickie.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Obesity and metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a complication of just what it said, metabolism, and it's influenced dramatically by sugars and refined carbohydrates. But going on to the article, obesity adds to risks of metabolic disturbances, a prospective study assessing the mortality status of 6,700 healthy middle-aged men concluded that metabolic syndrome increased the risk of sudden death from heart attack by 68%. A trial of overweight and obese results with early metabolic syndrome tendencies tested quercetin daily. This modest dose reduced blood pressure and lowered levels of oxidized LDL cholesterol.
Wow.
End of article.
Okay, so what an incredible amount of information that you really need to assimilate and use as part of your health. Remember, we're Fanatic Organics, alive and well, is there for you. We exist for you. And we are there. And remember, you can always call. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. There's never a charge if you want to sit and talk to us, giving you information in a really comfortable area, just information, up to you. But if you set aside a time, 877-4950 with Dennis or Mona, we'll be with you instead of someone else or in some other place. Set aside a time. There's no charge and no obligation, okay?
877-4950.
And you can put any one of our wonderful services there for the beautiful broth cafe, anything you want that way. You want us to send certain things. You're going to the mainland. You have friends, gifts, anything. Call the 877-4950, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is... Alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.